We are on page Reshit Gimel. We have to send it upstairs also, because when you come down later, we'll show it to you. Okay, I'm sorry. On page Reshit Gimel, we'll start from the last paragraph. Last time was, I think, one of the highlights of the Sefer, his incredible explanation of the two nevuas of the two sets of angels, Yeshaya is the Kadesh Kadesh Lecharet Kevaydai, which he said means the six wings. The angels were six wings in time of the Beis HaMikdash. And Baruch Vayda Shem Kaimeh, the four-winged angels in Yecheskel's Nevuah, around the Churban time, right? So he was saying,
Yecheskel was a lesser of a Navi than Yeshaya?
Yeah, it was a lesser of a Navi. The Gemara says that Yecheskel described it more because to him he was somebody who said, wow, and Yeshaya said, yeah, I see this all the time. He makes it a machlokes, lu'umasam, mishapim yayimim, lu'umasam, that they're in dispute. The malachim of Yeshaya say that malach ha'aretz kevaydai, and in dispute, lu'umasam, they finally rash gadol mistasam, lu'umasarafim. They actually, they're two sets of angels. One are the seraphim, that's in the nevuah of Yeshaya, and they find him the chayis ha'kodesh, which are the nevuah of Yecheskel. There are different sets of malachim. It's mistaver that the malachim that are closer, kaviyachal, to the throne of Hashem, have more of the sense of Hashem being perceived everywhere, and those who are more distant having more of a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being hidden. So it could be the machlokes of the malachim is how to relate to Hashem. But anyway, that's what I say.
If Yecheskel was and Yeshaya,
Yeshaya didn't give, at least in the Sefer, such a description. And Yecheskel is open his Nevuah to Klal Yisrael. So I guess that's why. But the question is a good question. Why did you call Yeshaya the same? We said that Yecheskel is called Ben Adam because, at least according to Rashi's Pshat, he's called Ben Adam because he saw so much up in heaven, he'll think he's an angel, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls him in a title, Ben Adam, you're a mortal person. So the question is, if Chazal say that Yeshaya saw everything Yecheskel saw, so why is he not called Ben Adam? So,
the answer is that Yeshaya didn't talk about it.
Yeah, but the Chazal say he didn't talk, it's interesting. Why? Chazal say he didn't talk about it because it wasn't a Chiddush then.
That's right.
After, as we dive in, after we describe how the angels praise Hashem, Anu Chayzul Levayer, Shelo Malachim Vayfanim Chayis Hakaydish Shemachrizim Bar Kavayd Hashem Im Kaimai, Klaybe Bechabakim Shodimsa, Umayra Amash Ashchina Kaviyacha Mishtaras Lamata extends down by Alma Liskari Veleinu. Then we say the next we say Lakel Baruch Ni Imaisi Teinu, Lakel Azeh Shehu Baruch Ni Imaisi Teinu. Menagdim hamalachim b'ne'ima. So Yitenu still refers to the angels. La'melach keel chai v'kayam. Ve'elu hamalachim daisi ha'kisei. Habam yardim la'yalma. And these malachim will carry the kisei. Now, I don't know, in Yecheskel's Nevuah, they're not carrying the kisei. They're around the kisei. So, I'm not sure where it comes from. I've heard the description, daisi ha'kisei, but I'm not sure. Yeah, but they're not, they're fanim. In Yecheskel's Nevuah are trailing the Chayas HaKadosh. Wherever the Chayas go, they find and follow them. So, I don't know. Anyway, Yeshlam Yisrael Hariya Lahavan Lahaskel Mashem Bekayach Enish Lerais. So you see, the Fatim HaKadosh are closer to the throne than the Seraphim. which would explain why they feel more the sense of Gilui Hashem. L'chein zimiro yisyeneiru. V'sushmach z'yashmiu, v'heim yishapchu nishbaruch ha-masharoi yikvayit Hashem ba'ilam hazeh, v'heim yim kihu levadai. Kol ha-nasa ba'ilam ha-kol ma'asei Hashemu, u'mifartim ha-dvarim. And then we start Pel Gvura, I said, Sechadasha, so she's going to explain. There's a kame after Kihula Vadai. I always say Kihula Vadai, Pel Gvura. We say it together. I don't know. Unless the Yekis have it different. Kihula Vadai. In the art scroll, there's no kame. I don't know. I have here the Yekis Seder. Let's see. You'll tell our good friend Mr. Rosenstock that we actually took out his siddur today. You know.
He'll be very happy.
He really will. There's no comma here. I don't know. I don't know why here it's printed as if kihulavadai, as if it means Hashem is alone. It's a hemshel kihulavadai peil gavuras. Okay. Because kihulavadai Hashem alone. Oidoyim rimam alochim shehulavadai isechadoshes. Mashem b'chol davidar mamtzin u'mechatshim. Sharei kol advarim mishtan in tamid. There's always chadashis in the world. Bayurei his patchos hamina anushi. May hishtabshus bekli evan. Human beings going from people who use stone kelim. Asheskadim lishtabish bekli dechayshus. They had the Bronze Age. Chinishtar amatzav chayosai mitkufa litkufa adereinu halah shakol misnal ayidei computers. Ukadayma. There's always a change in the world. Of Isaac Scher, in his sefer on the Yom Tovim, when he talks about Hanukkah, he says ki hu levade oisach hadoshes baal mochamais. He says that the Hakadosh Baruch Hu's tool for change in this world is war. Normally, for social changes to take place or upheavals of people to take place, it would take slowly over generations. It would take a long time. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Oisa Chadosh Ois Baal Mulchames. Hashem uses war. Later, we don't like war, but war is a terrible thing. But Kadosh Baruch Hu uses war to create upheaval, to create change in the world that would normally take a long time.
All the technology came from military.
Much of the technology came from war also, yeah.
From where?
From the war. The internet started from the...
Microwave oven.
It's funny, whenever people question what's the purpose in going to the moon. So NASA always points out that many of the inventions that we have, many of the lightweight, warm types of clothing, this is all comes from their research. But there's no actual benefit from landing on the moon. It's from the scientific research that led man to go to the moon. Yeah, to get us there. So, if there would be a purpose in going, they would have kept on going. They sort of ran out of purpose. But although when I was in eighth grade, they told us that in the future, because the earth will be too crowded, we're going to have to send people to live on the moon. I don't know. I traveled the country. It's not so crowded. There's a lot of open space, but it was in our science book in eighth grade. I wish I could get a hold of that book. Yeah, my eighth grade science book. It must be somewhere. That's what they taught us. The world's going to be overcrowded.
It's still current. They have plans. NASA and others discuss colonization of certain
islands. But when I was there, I think they said, I can't be sure, I think they said by the year 2000, the world is going to be crowded. And here we're 20 years into the year 2000, and there's plenty of room all around. I don't know.
And everybody has food.
We have enough food for everybody. All right. Anyway, that's Isaac Hadasha. It seems that a lot of the things that environmentalists predict, I don't mean the alarmists, but even scientists predict change in the world. The world has a nature has a tendency of healing itself. Just like if you get a cut on your finger, have a cut on my finger, right? It's going to heal by itself. I'm not doing anything to help it. I'm putting a band-aid on because it hurts, but when I touch things. But the nature of the Bria is to heal itself. It seems that a lot of the nature of the Bria is to heal itself. I know with the ozone, with the hole in the ozone. With the hole in the ozone layer, the description is that somehow nature is closing the hole, you know, whatever that means. But that's the Isa Chadash, Isa Kadosh Baruch Hu, has a world in which new things happen. I mentioned once that the Gros Pshat in Kaideh HaKoyel, which normally is Taich Kaideh HaKoyel, Shabbat owns or possesses everything. The Gros Taich Kaideh HaKoyel is Lashon L'Sakein, to repair things, to fix things. A lot of the improvements that individuals have made in their own lives have been the result of upheaval. People have jobs, and people stay with the same job for 50 years. That doesn't necessarily improve their lives. When something goes wrong, and they scramble to fix, very often it creates an improvement from the, like Shimshon said, Mimar Yotza Masuk, or us, from something bitter comes out something sweet. And it's something that we see very often.
Which is probably one of the purposes of Nisyonos, to give a person
is to grow
from upheaval.
To grow spiritually, even physically. Physically, a lot of the improvements that people make. I once heard someone say that there are three things to avoid: a good boss, a good landlord. I forgot the third. A good boss, because then you'll never go into your own business. A good landlord, then he'll never buy a home. I forgot what the third one is. I don't know. But there are three goods to, you know, it seems good to have a good boss, but, you know, otherwise, you know, you don't do it on your own.
Then so, we're talking here about Hashkocha, or it's just the nature?
The way Hashem runs the world. Aisa Chadash, there's always something new. There's always Chiddush in the world.
It's
always Chiddush. Somebody just emailed me, one of the Navisha people, a link, I don't know how old this link is, they found in Israel, in Sodom, they count Mount Sodom, I don't know where that is, I imagine it's in Sodom, but they found the world's largest salt cave. So I wonder what took them to the 21st century to find it, you know, like the Chumash described it thousands of years ago, but they're describing what they call the world's largest salt cave. So I didn't actually read the article, but someone sent me two links to articles on the topic. So I forwarded it to Morty Melman so that everyone can read it next week in the FJJ. But it's a chiddush, yeah, it's a chiddush. But I don't know, it's something no one discovered till now. I mean, there are pictures of underground caverns that are
gas reserves.
They found. Okay. V'hula vadei baal melchamais. So the next thing he returns to is Baal Melchameis. I forgot to mention, Rav Isaac Sher mentions that in Al HaNisim, we thank Hashem, right? We thank you. Al HaNisim, we understand that. Al HaPurkan is the redemption. Gevurais, Baal HaTshuais, Baal Melchameis. He asks, why do we thank Hashem for the war? We thank Hashem for the Yeshua. But why do we say Al HaMelchameis? We thank Hashem for war. Who wants war? So Rav Isaac Shah explains that the Baal Melchameis is that the Melchameis are themselves the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates Chiddush in the world, creates our people. Anyway, V'hu levadei Baal Melchameis, shekol anshei resha, hamachrivu b'maharsim, ad asher ish es re'eu chayim b'loi, all those who create the terrible effects of war, mein lehem atoikev v'oiz lahakshim ma'aseyem, from where do they get the energy? From where do they have a keich vagvura lahapel chitosam al yoshvei chalet to throw their fear on people living the world? Hakel bekabla beakadish baruch. Sheena bechira keleles rakarishus livchar betoyve bera. Liyasadik ayrasha. Akadish baruch who gives bechira to do good or evil, to be righteous or rasha. El shadikla ba gamzeshim, baichera adam bedarke misa, Paiskim like kola efsharis. If somebody wants to do bad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows him. As it says, he brings the brackets, bolatami paiskim like. V'dayse hechayla sahamsi ra'al ha-meimis. Poison gas. V'laharag ribay ribavay shal b'nei adam ki ulevadai al afshi nizeh niska b'sechleinu hadal. It's one of the things that we find difficult, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives life to people who are doing terrible things. So we mentioned Baal Melchamais, which war is always a terrible thing. War rarely resolves issues. It just kicks them down the road. Lumazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Erei HaTzedakos. So right after we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eisach HaDosh, is Baal Melchamais, so we mentioned that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings these difficult times on people, Lumazeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Erei HaTzedakos. Hashem plants tzedakos, v'dugmas hazriya himtzia yevula bi'ita. And just like planting brings forth in its time a crop, kei kol ma'aseh ha'tzadikim noisei pri, ulupamim gam achar me'ashanim. Sometimes it takes a while to say it. I saw Rav Moshe writes on Orzorah la'tzadik ul yishrei leif simcha. When we start Yom Kippur, we have a minute, we walk around to Sefer Torah, the very first thing we do on Yom Kippur, you say, Or Zeru Al HaTzadik, Ul Yishrei Leif Simcha. Question is, why that pasuk of all psukim do we begin? So Rav Moshe says, Or Zeru Al HaTzadik is when it comes to Yom Kippur and we reflect on the year past and hope for the year coming, we recognize Or Zeru Al HaTzadik. It's like Rav Schwab is writing, it's Zeruah, it's like a seed that's buried. Very often we're disappointed in things that happen. And we start Yom Kippur by expressing that the oyer is a ruah latzadik. The oyer for the tzadik is like a planted seed. And the time will come when it'll be harvested. When you plant a seed, you take a bushel of perfectly good, grains of wheat and you bury them in the ground. So that at that time you don't see the bracha that's gonna come. So that's the oyer zeru al tzadik with which you begin. It says that's a zerei atzadokos. That the harvest time will come. Sometimes he says, Achar mei ashanim. None of us want to wait that long. Bayu re'ei adam echa kaisiv sefer b'yoni shmir saloshin lefnei lamayla mei ashanim. Look at this. Somebody wrote a sefer shmir saloshin 100 years ago. Bar hayoim hazeh yara kama mashrishim bay. And today it benefits people. U'mishanim dem ledabi divurim asur b'hayoim. And if somebody does not speak or refrains from speaking divurim asurim, that's the result of what he did. There's no question that the Shmiras HaLashon has been published and used more in the second 50 years after the Chafetz Chaim wrote it than in the first 50. HaKadosh Baruch Hu matzmiach Yeshua, shekol ma'aseh mitzvah, shekol ish ve'isha, ayelo v'yaynig, every mitzvah that man or woman or child So it takes patience till the time comes. So we hope to see the Yeshua's Yitzhak Hashem.